Damn, I know the intro. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Leave Your Problems at the Door. I'm not your host, The Roscoe, but I'm with your co-host, Chris. So yeah, let's get started. The Roscoe's actually out today. He wanted to take a vacation, so him being the diva that he is, he waited until the last minute to tell us that he'd be leaving, so here we are.
Oh, man. Are you going to leave that in there, huh? Oh, man.
So anyway, what do we have for today, Chris?
Let's start out. It's on my Hellboy 3. Can you believe that? Hellboy 3, he said he's 71 fucking years old. Are we really going to do it? But he says he owes it to the fans, so maybe we'll see it coming.
But does he?
Well, are you saying does he have any fans? Or
does he owe it to the fans? I feel like after 2, that was enough. I don't know. I got my fair share of Hellboy after 2 movies.
Okay, yeah. Now, I got mine after 1. 1 was good, and second, I didn't even finish it.
Yeah.
Cue the band.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, cue the band. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Again, I am not your host, The Roscoe. The Roscoe's actually out. He had to work today. But, Chris, what's your power today?
My power today, I got the powers of Mr. Fantastic.
Why's that?
Because for today, I've been stretched out all over the place, but I still feel fantastic. Not to mention, I was thinking the other day, like, stretchy powers have to be the ultimate power. Because if you get shot by a bullet, you just stretch until that bullet loses momentum, pop it back out, it never breaks your skin, good to go. You're indestructible.
How far do you have to stretch for that to happen? That's kind of...
I didn't do the math. I did not do the math on that one.
How far does a bullet travel with no friction? That's a good question.
Well, minimum friction, because you got to give it a friction. It'll never slow down.
Gravity slow it down. You got gravity on your side.
So... the producer. What's your power for today?
Let's see. My power for today is The Watcher.
The Watcher.
Yeah, I'm The Watcher today. And I say that because I usually just watch. I don't intervene. And except for that one time.
You got to break your oath.
That one time I had to intervene, and this is that time I have to intervene. But yeah, I'm The Watcher. Yeah.
Okay.
So what's on the agenda, Chris?
So today we got for us a few things going. Let's start off with Jason Momoa, that's Aquaman, saying he's going to join the Fast and Furious cast for Fast and Furious 10.
It's interesting. Do you think that The Rock will stay on the cast with there being two major, huge dudes?
Well, I don't know. I think it's a good testing ground because they're about to be both in the DCU with The Rock playing Black Adam. And Jason Momoa as Aquaman. So, but the bigger question is, if they did secret missions, then they went to space, were they going to another dimension in this movie? Like, what are you going to do? You going to drive, so is he driving a DeLorean?
Good question. And how many big guys in the car before the car starts to slow down?
Very good question. But you watch the movies, Vin Diesel always is by himself or with the smallest girl available.
Is it like Mario Kart where if you're Bowser or if you're Jason Momoa, you're not the fastest, but don't bang into him?
Pretty much. So what does that make Tyree? Like, he like Koopa Troopa or something?
I'm thinking Yoshi.
Oh, man. So, producer. Have you seen the latest Boba Fett episode?
I have. I've seen it. Not my favorite, but I've seen it. What do you got?
I mean, I'm hearing it as everybody's favorite. I saw it. Definitely not my favorite. Because, I mean, like, I'm watching Boba Fett, but I have an episode of Mandalorian in there. Like, it was all about him. You didn't even see Boba Fett. Like,
not only was it Mandalorian, it was just Mandalorian working on his ship.
Well, working on his shit. It was like, because like, he got hurt in the first hit, so he was healing his leg. Mm-hmm. Then he got kicked out of the guild because they found out he took his mask off.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, like, he has the black saber, but he can't use it because it gets heavier every time he swings it. Mm-hmm. And then the only other weapon he had, which could have fought against the black saber and was a threat to the rest of the Mandalorians, he melted down and made into a gift for Baby Yoda.
Yeah. So that just means Baby Yoda is going to play a role in this at some point.
Because that just means they nerfed him to the maximum. That's what it means. Like, they just nerfed him all the way down. And I guess it kind of answers the question that we were kind of talking about before with Boba Fett versus the Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. I guess that means the Mandalorian had him because they nerfed him down because it's Boba Fett's show, so he can't be stronger than Boba Fett. So they nerf him down right before they introduce him to Boba Fett.
But do you think, here's my take, because I wasn't a huge Mandalorian fan. Do you think that they gave two seasons of Mandalorian just so he's relevant when Boba Fett calls for him?
It's a thought. But I mean, like, what's the Boba Fett's partner, the girl? Mm-hmm. They didn't give her a whole two seasons, and she's definitely relevant. Like, she earned her respect. Yeah, she earned it.
I like her.
Off gate. Yeah. And so, like, they didn't need to. So maybe they just want to tell that story. I don't know. Maybe the Mandalorian lore will play in later on. Mm. Like, the whole scope of thing. Because isn't Boba Fett's armor based off of the Mandalorian's armor? It uses their same metal. Mm-hmm. So it has to be a story in there where he intertwines with them. So maybe it'll circle back around to that. The Mandalorian just got kicked out of them. Clearly, Boba Fett's not a part of them. Mm-hmm. So now are they going to fight against the Mandalorians?
Hmm. That's a good
question. And the Mandalorian series was to show you how serious a threat the Mandalorians are.
Hmm.
And now you come back to it and... Yeah.
So now that they combine the two, do you see them having a new Mandalorian series at this point, or do they just combine the two and just make it the Boba Fett book?
I think they're going to do one more season. Mm. Just because the way Disney and Hollywood likes to do stuff, I can see them getting a third season. Mm, okay. And then however that ends, then Boba Fett's going to get his three seasons. And then it might lead into a whole nother series that's unrelated, but they show up in it, or a movie and they just show up and...
That's what I was thinking next. Are these series just leading up to a movie, or do they get more views, more money through series versus movies?
They got to get more money through the movies if it's a big budget movie.
Yeah.
Because with the series, they're not getting any extra money. It's just your Disney subscribers. Yeah. You're maintaining your subscribers. And in the movie, those sales tickets, like, and then they go to Blu-ray, DVD, and then they end up on the streaming anyway.
I was gonna say, they don't go to DVD anymore. That's over with. It goes from the movies to a streaming service.
I saw Walmart shelves still have some DVDs. This section is definitely smaller. See, that's all right. I was watching Captain Marvel the other day, and I saw the Blockbuster in the beginning of the movie. If that was going to happen to all DVD shelves, so Ayla's going to crash through the shelf, and that'll be the only reference. Like, what is a Blockbuster? That's the first thing I heard when I was watching the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's only one left. One left.
There's one left? Country.
Yeah, it's one left. Oh, only man. One. And they keep it for like nostalgia purposes.
Cool. Well, moving on, we got some first looks at Secret Invasion. And Nick Fury looks like he's been through the ringer. Looks really rough. That was the reason why I went back and watched Captain Marvel. Because now I'm thinking, like, how long has the Skrulls been pretending to be Nick Fury?
A very long time.
Because he's made allies with them before Captain America came back out of the ice.
Mm-hmm.
So any point from Captain Marvel movie till Endgame could have been a Skrull or the real Fury, and you never know. But I figured out how to find out. I just haven't watched back through all the movies to find him yet.
How do you find out?
Two things he says in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
One, he has to eat his sandwiches cut in half into rectangles. He can't do the triangles. So if you see him eat a triangle sandwich, it's not, him. It's not Fury. The other thing he said was everybody calls him Fury.
Mm-hmm.
And she clarified it. She was like, what does your mom call you?
Fury.
What do you call your mom? Fury. What do you call your kids? If I have them, they'll call me Fury. Like, it was like everyone calls him Fury. And then later on in the movie, when one of the Skrulls is trying to trick him, they called him Nick. And that's how he caught on that wasn't the person that knows me.
Mm-hmm.
So then, if you go back and watch, the first example I saw was the snap. When they got snapped, Maria Hill goes, Nick.
Yeah.
So that was the scroll that got snapped. Yep. That was not Fury. And in the Spider-Man No Way Home movie, mm-hmm. not No Way Home, sorry, Far From Home movie. Mm-hmm. So many titles sound exactly the same. The Spider-Man Home movie, whichever one. But either way, in that movie, I think she calls him Nick a few times.
Oh, okay.
So there's clearly something that the Skrulls don't know about.
Then you have to ask yourself, what's the time placement of those movies? Those movies aren't in chronological order. So not always. So
yeah.
It could be, you know, a 10-year gap of not being Nick. So anything in between that, even if they didn't give you a clue that it's not Nick, you know that just based on the time, that's not Nick this entire time.
Yeah, and I think, and I got to go back and check my movies again, but I think Iron Man might have known. Because he, in some scenes, he calls him Nick, and some scenes, he calls him Fury.
I can see that.
And when you pause Iron Man at the right times, check his phone. Iron Man knew a lot that they haven't even introduced. Like the Illuminati app is on his phone. We've talked about Illuminati before. Mm-hmm. That's a secret group of like overpowered heroes that kind of work behind the scenes of the multiverse, mm-hmm. which is a rumor that they're going to show up in the Multiverse of Madness. But he has the app on his phone. Project Pegasus, which we didn't learn about until Captain Marvel, but that's how Captain Marvel got her powers. That's a lightspeed engine they were working on with the Tesseract. Mm-hmm. He mentions that when he's trying to build a new element for his suit in Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
And I think Project Goliath he mentioned, which is mentioned in Iron Man. That was Morpheus. What's his name? Foster is his name in the movie. But Lawrence Fishburne was Goliath, and that was a project that he worked on with Hank Pym where he got big, like Ant-Man gets big, but he got big way back in the day. Mm-hmm. I think he said he got like 9 feet, which is huge, but Ant-Man was like 67 feet or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But either way, like they have so many interconnecting things, and it just creates the crazy rewatchability of these movies.
Oh, yeah.
When a new movie comes out, you got to go back and check the old movies. Like, oh, they talked about this way back then. Like the Ten Rings was in the first Iron Man movie.
Oh, and they were?
Yeah. That's who kidnapped Iron Man in the first place.
Ah, yeah.
And they were working with Warmonger?
Warmonger.
Yeah. They were working with Warmonger, which was the main villain of that movie.
Uh-huh.
And they were supposed to kidnap and assassinate Iron Man. But then when they saw that Iron Man could make them weapons, they tried to keep them and use them to make weapons.
Mm.
But they were already in there right there. And then wow. you just found out really about them in Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi. Yeah.
But,
mix that up.
So, yeah, I'm just going back. And every time a new movie goes out, it's like you might as well watch the whole Marvel set from one. Because you can go on Disney Plus and get the chronological order of how you're supposed to watch the movies according to Disney. Uh-huh. And just watch them in order. Except for Thor 2 and Black Widow. We'll leave them alone. They have their relevance in the story of things, but they have to be the worst two for me.
What else we have? I'll have to say, though, while you look in the agenda, I wasn't the biggest fan of Thor movies.
Thor Ragnarok. And, yeah, that's the only one I will attest to. Now, Thor 1, because it introduced the character. I always give it that first chance. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, they gotta introduce, oh, this is how his world works. This is his powers. This. And mm-hmm. so I always give excuse for the first movie. But yeah, Thor 2 was a disappointment. Ragnarok was awesome. I don't care who says what. We finally got to see him have a toe-to-toe, straight-up fight with the Hulk. Nobody interfered. They had an arena. They had all the weapons they wanted. Like, it went down. Like... And while I think Hulk is still the strongest, it showed that the experience, because that's thousands of years of Thor fighting people as strong as the Hulk. So mm-hmm. the experience and the skill level of Thor is why he won that fight. And because it was his movie. But yeah, what we got up next is Guardians of the Galaxy 3 coming soon. They're still in production working on it. James Gunn announced that this will probably be the last time that we see the original five together. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're all going to die or retire, but the group is definitely going to probably break up towards the end of the movie. You're going to see some new Guardians of the Galaxy characters, which we did see the original, meaning from the comic books, original Guardians of the Galaxy, at the end of Guardians 2. That's Sylvester Stallone and the crew that was with him witnessing Yondu's funeral. That was the original characters that made up the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay. Do you think they're ending it because after Thanos, they kind of have no purpose?
Oh, they have a purpose.
They do?
They have a purpose, yeah. Like, I mean,
who's their biggest... Who's their biggest bad? I feel like it was Thanos.
It, for the movies, yeah, but for the comic books, it was more about just this group of quote-unquote anti-heroes just kind of going around and helping out throughout the universe.
Okay.
Now, like, you have other groups like the Nova Corps, which you saw in the movies. Yeah. Now, of course, in the comic books, they got destroyed. In the movies, they got destroyed by Thanos. Mm-hmm. That was how he got a power stone. And as we've mentioned multiple times on the podcast, I'm ready for Nova. Nova was one of the Nova Corps, and basically the whole Nova Corps, which these is a police for a section of space. So there's a lot of them, and they were powered by their planet by some power source. They pretty much all are destroyed, and Nova's the last one left. So all that power goes into one suit, into one person, and that's how he's so powerful.
Like,
he
hits with Captain Marvel.
They haven't announced him yet.
Okay,
they keep teasing him. I got mad because Joe Russo actually said, he was like, it's like an interview, and he's like, if you look close at the endgame battle, Nova's in there in the crowd. And everybody looked and looked and zoomed in and played at someone. He is not there, you jerk. I get it. You boosted your viewing. I get it.
Yeah. But that's kind of a hint in itself, right? To say that
they're aware that people want him.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he'll be coming. I think he's actually on the slate. I don't think they have a date for him yet.
Okay.
But when they put that big slate with all the titles up, he's up there.
But with this being the last of the Guardians of the Galaxies, more than likely,
he's
going to make an appearance.
Yeah, I would think he'd make an appearance. They already said Adam Warlock's going to make an appearance. And so they got to have somebody that can swing with him.
Yeah.
Adam Warlock, he fights Thanos toe-to-toe.
Yeah.
So they got to have somebody that can swing with him. So maybe Nova's that answer. And moving along, we got Masters of the Universe. Now, for those that don't know who that is, that's He-Man.
So we went from the galaxy to the universe.
From the galaxy to the universe is right. Get bigger and bigger. But they got Kal Allen set to play him, and Netflix has picked it up. So maybe we're going to see that coming out soon. Oh, everybody's cool. Been waiting for a live-action He-Man series. So definitely something to look out for.
Should be interesting. Do they do, like, the 300 body paint to kind of make people look bigger?
See,
it was huge, right?
I think after 300 was done, they said all of the universe agreed no more spray painted abs. Better yet, what was the movie? What are spoof movies really did? Because they had a chubby guy in there, and they had him in the background spray painting their abs like it's putting on armor. They spray paint the abs on. But yeah. So, He-Man coming soon. The theater near you.
Was that a movie or a series?
I think it's set to be a movie.
Okay.
They really should do a series, but I don't see them putting the money into a series that they would need to make it the level that these live action series are now. Like, they definitely, a lot of them is leveled up. But speaking of it, you think that's going to lead to seeing things like Thundercats as a live action series on something? And all
it
of these
only
others?
Makes sense.
That's what they're doing. Like, you're catching all of them. They had Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
A little short-lived, but... So, like, they're bringing a lot of these tunes in as live action.
Yeah, it only makes sense.
Let's see. What is it? One Piece. That's what they need to do. But, yeah, and then... So, moving along, we got some new Batman cover art. For those who's been following a new Batman, Robert Pattinson has definitely proved me wrong. And
he looks like Batman?
He looks like murder walking. Like, it's just like, and to anybody who's seen that trailer with him walking down the hallway, very reminiscent of that Rogue One Darth Vader scene.
Oh, wow.
Like how you just saw the dark hallway and then the saber lights up and they're shooting their blasters at him and he's coming down the hallway killing him. So this was like a dark hallway and it looks like they use a strobe light or something. So like you see spotted movements. But they're shooting machine guns at him. And you see the bullets ricocheting off his armor. And he's just walking to them and beating them.
Oh,
hand-to-hand combat. Like, he took fists to a gunfight and won. Like,
but Batman is supposed to be kind of a, not huge, but he's supposed to be a built dude. I don't see the guy what's his name? Pattinson?
Yeah, he put on a little weight, but this is how they got around it. is year one Batman. So this is like, that's what they call the comic series that it's coming from.
Okay.
But like they're saying this is Batman about 3 years into doing it, 1 to 3 years into doing it. He's brand new. He hasn't bulked up yet. He hasn't been hardened yet. He's out there. That's why like you see the older Batmans, he doesn't take as much gunfire. He plays in the shadows more.
Yeah.
A young Batman's out there. He's taking the hits. He's doing the action. But his suit is ready for it. And yeah. I went back and watched Batman v Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the movie going theme is Batman has bulletproof armor because he got shot. Of course. He got shot in the head. I'm like, what? And he just turned around and slammed the guy. It's like, whoa.
You got to shoot him in the mouth, folks. Shoot him in the mouth.
He has like a one small crosshair. Like you got a rectangle to hit. You don't catch that rectangle, it's over. But yeah, definitely something to look out for. It looks like a crazy movie coming. Main villains, the Riddler, confirmed.
Do we have a date? Is there a date set for that?
I'm not sure the date. I think it was coming this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, cool.
We can double check it. The Batman is what they're calling it. Robert Pattinson's Batman, March 4th. So that's right around the corner.
March 4th. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Nice. Ah, happy. Oh, nice. I know what to get you for your birthday.
All right. What else do we have here? Oh, kind of staying in the vein of Batman. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So, and this is kind of staying in that realm, but of course, it's a separate movie. He's in a different universe. But to those that like that movie, The Joker, with Joaquin Phoenix, I think I said that right. Joker 2. Is rumored to be coming out. They said they're looking to start the production in 2023. A little long ways away.
Yeah.
But definitely something I want to see. Because it gave a whole different side, a whole new look to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very creative, very confusing, but a good movie. Like, it was so good.
You know, and I think I told you this. I think I watched it before you. I told you, watch the first 10 minutes and the last maybe 20 minutes, and you get the gist of Joker. You get on his side at that point. You see how he starts. No one trusts him. No one likes him. To him just snapping and just completely going off the end. The ending was a little confusing because you don't know what's real and what's not.
Yeah.
What actually happened? What didn't?
So do you think that they stole that when they did Spider-Man Far From Home? Because I still don't know if Mysterio is dead. Mm-hmm. Sorry to go back to that, but God, like I said, I watch the movies over and over and over again trying to figure out something. And like, that was my girlfriend's first time watching a few days ago. And at the end of the movie, I was like, so what happened? And she just had a blank, like she's like, is he dead? Is he alive? Did Spider-Man even win? Is he still an illusion? Like, what's going on? So confusing. And you feel the same way at the end of Joker, like, okay, what was real? What was fake?
Right. Where does the next movie start? Where does it begin? Is he in the insane asylum? Or is he being praised out in the streets? Because it ended both ways, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, I don't know. It's like... And it really puts you in the mind of the Joker. And so that explains, like when you think about the stuff that the Joker has done in the comics, in the movies, in the cartoons, like when you think about it, it all seemed crazy. But now if you think of it from the perspective of Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, for sure. He may not have been the scariest Joker, but he was the one who made the Joker more real.
Yeah, more real and relatable, definitely.
More relatable, that's the word, yep.
So, moving on to games that make you go, huh? So, a bit of news for this is, first, Microsoft bought Blizzard and Activision.
Mm-hmm.
And to those that don't know, basically they bought Call of Duty and those similar games. It's definitely a lot more, but Call of Duty is definitely their blockbuster hit. So when you look at that, is that going to mean no more Call of Duty on the other consoles? Is Microsoft going to hold that to Xbox alone? Or are they just going to tax them?
Yeah, I doubt they make it Microsoft alone. And I say that because Call of Duty is one of those games that sells well across the board. All game systems, everybody wants to play Call of Duty. Why would they limit that that income that they can get if they can just easily let other platforms sell the same thing. But like you said, they may tax them. It may be a situation where you play Call of Duty here with us, you get the new release, you get the new upgrades, you get all these updates, and you can play it 2 months before it comes out on other systems.
No disrespect to any of the other systems, because I'm a Sony man myself. But all gamers know that if you're a serious gamer, you Xbox. That Xbox 360 membership is, I don't agree that it's worth the money, but it kind of is worth the money.
Yeah.
You don't crash. You don't lag. You don't have all the issues that you get on the other networks.
It's less people online with you.
Yeah. And then on top of that, like, so with that being said, Call of Duty really was Xbox's game. Like, when it came to the MMOs, most people were on the Xbox. If they were playing Call of Duty, most people were on Xbox. The general gamers got on PlayStation and played or whatever.
Yeah.
But that arena belongs to Xbox. And then those, also the serious gamers know that Call of Duty really wasn't the top when it comes to that. Like, games like Battlefront, I think is the right name of the game, they were bigger when it came to that for the serious gamers.
That's why
I think it was just kind of that stab at the other consoles, whether they tax them or take it from them. But then, you know, Sony strikes back. Sony, Sony went and grabbed Bungie, which Bungie was the original creator of Halo. So for those that love Halo, I don't think they got the rights to Halo, but if they made Halo, then make another Halo. I like that one, huh?
But, and they keep that same integrity, that same rapport that Halo has with their fans. If I say from the creators of Halo, we have this.
Well, Bungie was so big, you don't have to say that. If you knew Halo, you knew Bungie. Like, if you were a real Halo fan, you knew Bungie.
Oh, okay.
And you would play any game that they created, like, hands down. So that's definitely a stab right back at them. Like,
oh, yeah.
Sony wars have started.
And they bought that for $3.6 billion.
Billion?
Billion with a B.
Billion with a B. Ain't that a B?
Like Bungie.
Circle keeps going around, around. And meanwhile, in the midst of this, we got a Halo series coming too.
Oh.
Yeah, March 24th is the release date for that.
Oh, cool. Is that going to be Netflix, Disney Plus? Where do you think we see that?
Looks like we'll be seeing the Halo series on Paramount Plus is what it looks like.
Yeah, I think that's right. Cool.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it.
Definitely something they better not drop the ball on. Because I've seen it. These video game movies don't always translate well.
Yeah, that is true. That's true.
To those that don't know, there is a Mega Man movie out there.
Really?
Yeah, don't waste your time. It's hard to find and it's not worth the search.
It's new or is it old? Because I feel like have seen.
It's old.
Okay.
The early 2000s, I think.
I kind of remember seeing the Mega Man trailer around that time.
They could have done better.
I'm sure.
It should have been more like Tron, but it was more like Astro Boy.
Okay.
But it was a live action movie. Mm-hmm. I think he's like a android kind of thing. And yeah.
Mm. I know you and the Roscoe have talked about Mario.
Yeah, Mario. We're still waiting on Mario.
Yeah, we're still waiting on that. I don't wanna forget about that one.
I wonder if Mario coming out is a part of why the Guardians are falling apart. Because that's going to be Chris Pratt playing Mario.
Yeah, that's true. But then that would mean that they're scheduled to have a series of Mario. I could say a one-off. That wouldn't really get you to stop Guardians.
But, you know, if they can, and especially if you're going to sign someone like Chris Pratt at this point, he's big budget, you're going to do a trilogy.
Yeah.
Hands down, you got to. Yeah. As many times as Princess Peach has been kidnapped, you can't cover that in one movie.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. You'll get the Bowser like they got the Thanos. I'll do it myself.
I don't know why, and I know I'm wrong for this, but I just want to see Seth Rogen as Bowser. And, I just want. Can I just get that? Like, it could be fan made. I don't care.
Just have a scene at the end of the movie.
That's the scene. That's the instead of him saying I'll do it myself, he just goes out and says You know, Bowser never talks in a
Christmas. That's true, yeah. He never talks. I wonder what he wants with Peach. What does he want?
What does any guy want with a so-called beautiful princess in a dress? Like,
oh, yeah, ransom. Yeah. That's right.
Where do you think all the Koopa Troopas come from?
Oh, my gosh.
All right, all right. Look, Mario killed the whole batch last time. So I got to kidnap you again.
Don't they have spikes on their shells?
Well, they come out of eggs, right? Don't they hatch like Yoshi got them?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
And don't we all come out of eggs at the end of the day? No.
Listen, guys, let me tell you about the birds and the bees. Okay, Chris. Quick draw.
Quick draw. And you know, I almost called you Roscoe.
All right, Chris. Producer. So, I have a good one for you.
What you got?
And it's a little backstory to it also. We got Monica Rambeau.
Okay.
Versus Captain Marvel.
Okay, Captain Marvel. So we got Carol Danvers versus Monica Rambeau. Photon versus Captain Marvel.
Mm. And do you know the backstory? Why is a little beef there?
I know it. I know it thoroughly. So we go back and watch Captain Marvel, which if you're watching the movies in order, that's your first movie.
Yeah.
So during that movie, Captain Marvel was best friends with Monica's mother.
Right, right.
And so that kind of made her like a second mother figure to Monica Rambeau.
Mm.
And in that movie, she reunites after being gone for 6 years. Very similar to the snap. Weird. Yeah. But either way.
Oh, there it is.
But either way, she lost her memory. She comes back after about 6 years. And they reunite. They reconnect. That love is still there. This little girl just adores her.
Mm-hmm.
She goes off to space to help the Skrulls. And as far as anything shows in the movies, she doesn't return until Endgame.
Yeah, that's true. And then flew back off after Endgame.
So yeah, and then left right off again. Well, she returned, Infinity War, flew off, returned for Endgame, flew off. But she never checks on this little girl. And so, like, I could see that being a fight. Like, you see it in a lot of movies where there's an adult figure that a child adores and they go off. And they return, this child just has so much resentment against them, they're ready to fight. But, like, so that's the backstory. I could see that being an issue. Yeah. And even when in WandaVision, they mentioned Captain Marvel in front of her, and Monica kind of had an attitude about it. It seemed like she was kind of upset to even just hear the name. So I could see that being something to happen.
Yeah, and I think it's going to happen, actually. I'm going to let you answer that quick draw, but I think it's going to happen based on the end of WandaVision.
Oh, yeah.
And the Skrull.
Oh, yeah. She said something about going to the sword base. I forget exactly how she put it, but I think she said Fury sent her.
Mm-hmm.
And she revealed that she was a Skrull and told her, did you want to go to space, basically? Which was a promise kind of made to her in that Captain Marvel movie when she was a child.
Yeah, yeah. So she'll probably run into Captain Marvel.
So you think that was the same Skrull that she was talking to as a child?
I think so. I think that's the reason they put that little piece in there.
Yeah, because they were both kids together. Now they're both adults. So they aged up together pretty much. And then definitely if any Skrull was to go talk to her, that's the one. She has a connection there already.
Yeah. I can see that. I can see it.
A quick draw.
Dodge the question.
I'm working on being a politician.
What do you got?
Man, looking at it, let's see. Let's break it down. So, first of all, Photon, basically she's kind of composed of cosmic energy.
Mm-hmm.
She can absorb and see cosmic energy. She has two different forms. So she levels up to another form where she becomes pure energy. She can even travel through like power lines and stuff like that in that form.
Oh, wow.
And she's supposed to be the speed of light. She's supposed to be able to move almost the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what they kind of showed a little bit of in Quicksilver, not Quicksilver, in WandaVision, which is fighting Ralph Boner, not Quicksilver, who ironically had the same speed and looked exactly like, whatever.
Yeah.
But she showed that she had a little bit of speed on her. But in the comics, she's even faster than that. So as much as I love Quicksilver, he's very quickly being phased out as a speedster after Macari and Photon are now here. Gosh, Eternal. That was crazy. But either way, she's still fast. Now, looking at it, I think she's faster than Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't show her fly, but I'm pretty sure she can fly. She can fly in the comics.
Okay.
She even was powerful enough to take on the mantle of Captain Marvel for a little while in the comic books. So, like, she's clearly on that level.
Mm-hmm.
And she absorbs energy and also dishes out energy beams.
Yeah.
Now, let's move on to Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers. So, with her power set, she also has two forms. She has, like, her regular form where she's shooting beams out her arms. And then, as I said, when I was watching a movie with my girlfriend, she goes Super Saiyan.
She goes Super Saiyan, yeah.
They even made her hair go up in the spikes and everything. I was like, oh, she just went Super Saiyan. And my girl's like, what? I was like, yeah. They mix it with Dragon Ball Z a little bit. Nah, but for real, I forget what they call that form. But in that form, she's basically indestructible.
Mm-hmm.
As you saw in the movie, like, she just flew through the Kree ships. Not punching or hitting. She just rammed right into them and went through.
Yeah.
And blew up their whole fleet that was there to destroy Earth. Like, and that was Ronan, which we saw how bad he can be.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she took him out with ease.
Yeah.
With ease. So who do you got?
And then, I'm not done with her power set.
Oh, go through.
So she also absorbs energy as well. So you got two heavy hitters with two forms that they can level up to.
Mm-hmm.
They both absorb cosmic energy, both kick out cosmic energy. So the end of the day is kind of like, two Jedi saying our force powers are a match. You know, it's like, what was it? Was it Count Dooku and Yoda that did that? It was kind of like that. But the only reason I see Captain Marvel taking it, if they fight right now,
mm-hmm.
the only reason being she's vetted as an Air Force officer. So she definitely knows flight combat better than Photon would.
That's true.
She spent 6 years on a Kree world training in an alien martial arts combat style.
Yeah.
So those two things are going to give her a big leg up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Photon's chance is when she gets to Sword, if Fury gives her some training, then that battle could go either way. But, like, right now, it's the experience. Captain Marvel's going to take it with the experience. That's how I see it going.
Yeah.
The long fight, and then Captain Marvel just kind of beats her with the skill, kind of like Thor beat the Hulk.
Yeah, I agree. Good old skill sets.
So you got another quick draw for me?
I got one more for you, Chris.
All right.
Now, this one's a little different. I'm going to let you figure out who should challenge this person. So in this quick draw, who do you see stopping this combination? The Hulk with a little bit of Venom merged.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Now, the Hulk with Venom merged. Let's see. So I guess we got to start with who has beat both Venom and the Hulk separately. I can only think of one person.
Spidey?
And he's beat them both more than once.
Spidey.
Argumentatively, the Superman of the Marvel Universe.
Does he need a partner? Does he need a teammate in this? If it's the Hulk and Venom?
Oh, man. Because I can just see, like, because, you know, like, with the Venom being his own entity, especially the way they show him in the Venom movies,
mm-hmm.
it means he's in the Hulk's head pissing him off the whole time.
Yeah. He's only getting stronger.
Oh, no. Oh, man. And that was like, so the key to Spider-Man beating the Hulk two of the times, because he beat the Hulk three times in the comic books,
mm-hmm.
two of the times the key was, like, kind of just slowing his momentum and calming him down, like, progressively. Like, just dodging and calming him down and then webbing him up so he couldn't gain momentum, so he couldn't get upset. And then when he turns to Banner, he knocks him out and carries him off. So, now, the time that he beat the Hulk, it was Black Suit Spider-Man.
Okay.
So, can he get an upgrade?
Maybe. Maybe that's what it takes.
How many upgrades? It might take a few, but I think I got the Spider-Man that could beat him.
Yeah. So Spider-Man doesn't need a little more help from, like, an Iron Man, or I'm thinking like a Loki, like one of the cerebral.
He wouldn't need an actual person to assist in the fight, I don't think. But I was going to say he's going to need some Stark technology. I want to see like something similar to the Iron Man Spider-Man suit.
Okay.
Something that he can adapt and it has more than just regular web shooting out. Because as they went covered in both the Venom movies thoroughly, fire and sound. You need that. That's pretty much the only way you're going to take Venom down.
Yeah.
So you need that fire and sound to separate Venom and the Hulk. So you use the sound, separate them, fire to destroy the Venom, and then it's a one-on-one fight with the Hulk, and Spider-Man has shown that he can handle that. So that's how I see that going.
Yeah, I can see that.
And Spider-Man's definitely going to be in the ICU after that fight.
He definitely doesn't find his way home after that. That's it.
That's the real no way home.
All right, let's move into our comic relief. You got anybody for your comic relief, Chris?
Yeah, for my comic relief today, I actually had this group come and follow me on my Instagram, and I checked them out, and I had a few conversations with them. They're really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that actually followed me is a comic book called Amber, and as far as I can tell, the description they gave was this is not about humans living in a world run by zombies, but about zombies living in a world overrun by the dead. So I haven't had a chance to check them out. It was just a few days ago. Okay, I'm definitely like hooked, right? Like I want to see what this is about. Now, besides that, the first thing that I saw, the artwork is crazy. Like it is really good. Most of the art I saw was like the black and white inked drawings.
Uh-huh.
But it's really, really good. The artist's name themselves is Jaqueline Gonzalez. I'm sorry if I messed up that name. I'm doing my best there. And it's being published by WTF Comic Books. So you can find it on WTF Comics. No, sorry, WTFComicBooks.com. They do have a couple of other titles, which one of I had just come across is called Hourglass. It's really popular on Instagram if you're following comic books. They're producing that. So they're really cool. Got a whole team of writers, whole team of artists, and all of their art is really good. So definitely something to check out.
Cool. Cool, cool. Sounds cool. I look forward to checking that out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and one more note. So the artist was Gonzalez, but the actual writer is Jack Egan. So definitely want to shout them out. I haven't read the story yet, but if the artwork is any indication, it's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Cool. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. Again, I am not your host, the Roscoe, with your co-host, Chris.
And remember to pick your powers up on the way out the door. Cue the band. The first time I get to say that.
1, 2.